At the most, I would think 150. Maybe not that many.
And talked about the, I talked to other informants, and oh, your first, say, 6 years of school sounded much like theirs. What about the grades after that in Spring Hill? What about the other three grades you went there after the sixth grade? What kinds of things did you do then?
Well, that was the trying time of all children, adolescents, wasn't it? Oh, I remember being happy and being liked, and I made real good grades.
What kind of subjects did you study?
We had naturally English was basic, and science, and social studies of a type. I don't know. Remember back then whether it was called social studies or not. I don't know whether they had combined, but it was mostly it was the basics. We didn't have any frills.
Ever have anything like algebra?
No algebra at all. Only when I came to senior high and trouble, you know, so.
And you went your last 3 years of school?
That's right.
Here in Troy?
The last three.
What's some of the things you took in high school?
Oh, I jumped right in there. I jumped from a straight A student to a B average student because we went into things that we didn't have in algebra, chemistry, physics.
What grade would you have started taking algebra, maybe?
I started in the 10th grade.
What about things like chemistry and physics? I never took those.
Physics was 11th and chemistry was 12th. Now, I was a poor student in any of that, but now when it came to grammar, English, I made my good grades, or history, especially in American government. Your mother can tell you that Mr. Willie Hughes, you know, he was real good in that. We had him. And then we were formal physical education, you know, first time we had that, because we had play and organized games in the country school, but this was the first time we had a separate period for physical education, which I love. But where I got into a lot of trouble was at that time with my PE teacher, but I still like PE.
You mentioned earlier your family when you were growing up. Could you tell me something about your... Oh, you mentioned your mother, about your family, about all the occupation, education, where they were born and so forth.
My parents were both born in Pike County, Alabama. Mm-hmm. And my mother was born in the southern part of the county, my father in the northern part. And my mother went to teach school in China Grove, Alabama. That's where my father lived. And that's where they met and married. She had gone to the Troy Normal School, which finally evolved into Troy State University, and got a teaching certificate, I would imagine. I imagine it was a two-year school, if I remember correctly, to be able to teach. And that's where she met my father. Mm-hmm. And they married. My grandmother lived with them all of their married life. Her husband was dead. She married late in life. In fact, my immediate grandfather on my father's side fought in the Civil War.
Oh.
Which at this time, it sounds impossible, but it's true. He was a doctor. He went to medical college at Jefferson Medical College in Philadelphia. And when the hostilities were imminent in, what would that have been, 18?
About 60, I think. 59, 60.
In that time, he had matriculated in, the Southern boys at Wynn School in Philadelphia was left, and he finished medical school at Tulane in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. And he practiced medicine along with the dentistry in Pike County, and was a...
He a native of Pike County?
Yes, he was a native of Pike County.